What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours, just before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
evening.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
dawn.
All right. And what's a word that has sun in it? I got up this morning before.
Sun up?
Fine. And in the morning there's sun up, and in the evening?
Yeah, it's sundown.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is. Do you want me to read it again?
Yeah.
Okay. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is.
Firing off, I guess.
Fine. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Well, I guess it's shower.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
I usually say mantle.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons.
What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to start a fire?
Live.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Closet, I guess.
And what about a great big old piece of furniture that clothes can be hung up in?
Wardrobe.
People don't use those too much anymore, do they?
No. I have one great big old antique.
Do you? Uh-huh. I like them.
It's, I'd say, in a house. It'd be pretty if it was, the paint was taken off and it was refinished.
Uh-huh.
And, but it's really antique.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house, on the sides? You know, on a wood house, these boards that go like that. Keep the weather out.
Well, it's a... What do I mean? I can't think, save my life. I don't know what that is. Weatherboarding.
Fine. What do you call the cupboard area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say, the ladies like to sit...
On the porch or the patio.
What do you call a porch that doesn't have a roof?
You know, you never heard of patio when I was young.
That's a new word?
It was a veranda or a porch.
Well, now, would a veranda have a...
A veranda is just a porch. But when I was a child, they distinctly called it veranda.
Uh-huh. Well, now, I'm interested in things like that, so when these things come up, please tell me about them.
And then it went to patio, you know.
Well, now, would that be the same thing?
Well, the patios are built out, you know, to sit on in the afternoon, and just like the porch.
Well, would a patio have a roof on it?
Well, don't they ordinarily?
I don't know.
I think the majority do.
Uh-huh. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it?
I don't know, unless it's a stoop.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Well, we used to call it cap-in when I was growing up.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Just a stone wall.
Okay.